Viola Snow. I saw her and the other one, Irby Reed. I saw both of them together. They're cousins. They're cousins and in-laws.
Cross cousins?
Yeah. I get lost in that.
All right, they're all
but
right.
I know they are cousins and in-laws all at the same time.
Oh, okay.
But I saw both of them, and I barely recognize them. They look 40 years old, and they are barely, they're 28, you know. The lifespan is very short. Most of the men do. One of the things that happened to this study, I never did finish, that these hospital people did, was that they still couldn't tell what to attribute these early heart failures, because a lot of them started work very early doing pulpwood, designing woods, cutting down trees with axes, and dragging them out of woods, load them on trucks, bring them down here to Scott Paper Company and the paper mill to sell them, you know. But, of course, this could be a factor, too, in terms of their health. But physically, young, the women are very attractive. But all of a sudden, you know, those three or four, maybe five that I know, that's changed, you know.
What is the average lifespan, do you know?
It can't be over 50. It can't be.
Well, are they trying to educate these people to start marrying outside of the family? Is there any attempt to do that?
I don't see how you can do that. This is a community that when you ride in, and picture Mississippi, rural Alabama, let's say 1955, 1956. You drive back out in the woods, you're white, all of a sudden, you know, people go inside and close the doors and peep out through the windows and this type of thing. But this is the type of thing that you find
even today.
And the farther you get back up in there, you know, people just don't have anything to do with outsiders, period.
Whether they be black or white.
What
is the social status of these Creole and Cajun people as compared to blacks?
What are they rank in the pecking order?
Yeah,
it depends on whose pecking order you're looking at.
It doesn't really?
Right. Now, this is a part of their legacy or whatever it is you want to call it, part of their problem. However it is you want to look at it. Here's the situation. Now, officially, they're white.
Okay?
Now, they know they're not white. We know they're not white. The white folks know they're not white. Okay? But they are white. Now, they make up in their mind that they're white and, you know, period. And what all that means. Okay? So they go to school. They're not accepted by the whites as being white. They definitely don't want to be black. So there they are, you know. You go to the schools where they go. Like I wrote this program, I went with McIntosh High School up in South Washington County. You see the black kids over here and a few white and black kids mingling. And you might see a bunch of white kids over here in that little group and another little bunch of white and black kids mingling. You see them right there by themselves. They don't go in and out of the group. And
do the blacks not want to associate with them?
Well, I don't know if it's the blacks not wanting to associate with them or they not wanting to associate with the blacks. I think it could be a little of both. But, you know, who really knows?
It's true. It all depends on who you're talking to.
Yeah, it depends on who you're talking to. One of the things that we've tried to do here, we haven't been too successful. We have done a lot of student recruiting in that area. And we been able to get some of them to, and we used to run a bus down through there, pick them up every morning, bring them down here. And that has worked some. We don't, after we stopped the intense, what we were hoping was that once a few of them would come out and started getting education, started getting jobs, this type of thing, that would catch on. But once the intense recruiting stopped, that participation died also.